This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. CDOT is warning of heavy traffic in the mountains this weekend, particularly between Summit County and the Front Range, because of ski traffic and people returning from the holidays. The last time Christmas and New Year's fell on Wednesdays, CDOT says records were set at the Eisenhower Tunnel on Friday and Saturday. Attorney General Phil Weiser says he's running for governor in the 2026 midterm election. CPR's Arlo Perez Esquivel spoke with the AG after the announcement.
The Democrat is on his second term as the state's top cop. Weiser is best known for battling Trump's administration in court, reopening the investigation of Elijah McClain's death, as well as suing opioid makers and social media companies. Weiser hopes that his track record sets him apart from what many expect to be a crowded Democratic primary.
I've worked on every single issue that Colorado faces.
A recent poll showed that 40% of respondents had never heard of Weiser, but he has 22 months to make up the ground.
The truth is, when I started running for attorney general, nobody knew who I was. So I've made a lot of progress, and I'll keep making progress, and we'll fight hard to win it.
Weiser plans to campaign on expanded pre-K, further implementation of full-day kindergarten, and meeting the state's renewable energy goals.
CPR's Arlo Perez Esquivel reporting. At least three Denver Broncos football players are heading to this year's Pro Bowl games. Cornerback Patrick Surtain II, outside linebacker Nick Benito, plus return specialist and receiver Martin Mims Jr. were chosen as starters for the AFC team. This is CPR News and KRCC.